These came off the back of amendments that have already been made to the Tim Ward Standing Orders. There's been concerns fed into the Standing Orders Committee around potential for members to put down motions and to speak on live planning applications when, of course...
But they're usually warned, aren't they?
Well, but the presiding officers can only warn in line with the standing orders. Mm. So if it's not forbidden in the standing orders, then members can obviously raise it and can move motions.
Isn't it forbidden? If there's a planning process going on, surely they're not supposed to talk about it?
Well, it is now, because that's what we've just passed today.
It's been formalised. But
it's been formalised in the standing orders. Prior to this, there was nothing to stop members bringing forward motions on live planning applications. So one of the things, for instance, that triggered this is we did have a motion to Tim Ward several months ago that didn't end up being moved in the end, but we actually was talking about a live planning application and trying to dissuade the area of government that came forward with that application from progressing with
it. Planning, as you described it, quasi-judicial, but there were cries from some members of democracy.
Well, democracy is still there. We have to remember that we have to be very careful. We have got a great responsibility on what we say in both the House of Keys and Tim Ward. Our words really do matter, and they do have effect outside of this place as well. There's nothing to stop members from actually raising issues around planning applications in public. I've done that myself with my own constituency in two recent ones, or actually involving themselves in the planning process themselves as an objector. There is absolutely nothing to prevent members from doing so and taking part in that process. What we are saying is we all have privilege in here as well. You know, we just need to be very, very careful what we say and how that might be perceived outside and how it could influence what is effectively a quasi-judicial process.